Teres Zoro Shoselam is Berachitzoin Teret. This Teret that you made for Nadovo is not supposed to be brought, even though you put on the outside is there still Teret. Shein Mizbech Achitzoin Mekadis Psulim El Royaloi, because Mizbech Achitzoin is only Mekadis Psulim that's fit for that Mizbech. But here Keteres Zoro or Keteres of a Nadovo, which is not fit for it, is not Mekadishit. But the Apnim, you learn like this, but the Mizbech Apnim Bein Royalo Bein Shein Royalo, even though it's not fit for it, still will be Mekadishit. My time, what's the reason? Horitzpa Vai Klisharis. The difference is Rashi says Hai Ritzpa means Mizbech Achitzoin, the Binyan Avodim, it was made from stone. Shla Nimshach, he didn't make a Meshucha, Hashem and Mishka didn't go on those Avonim. The figure there, Frank, to Shnosle Bezuchamura. Therefore, the Kedusha and Mizbech Achitzoin is not so strong. Therefore, it's only Mekadish things that's Roy for it, but not a Keteres Zoro that's not fit for it. But for Hai, the Mizbech Apnim, it's a Klisharis. Rashi says it means V'Nimshach Ima Mishkan. It was Nimshach with the Mishkan. So therefore, since it was Nimshach with the Mishkan, therefore it has bigger Kedusha, therefore Pshan the Bryce would be that's even the Kaddish things that are not fit for it. Sechami Keteres Nedova, if you put it on top of the Mizbech Apnimi, you'd be allowed to leave it there. You would not have to take it down. Here now the Mishnah says, HaShoich Yedeh Sazevach. The somebody checks the korban. Rashi says the korban shlomim or any other korban that is bossed to eat that the cranes let eat from it. So it does like this: Hashoich Yedeh Sazevach Lizurak Dama Bachutz. He has in mind to make this riko shledim koymai, not in the right place to make this riko outside. That's what he has in mind. B'shash Chita Oy Mixas Dama Bachutz. Even only a part of the dam do it outside. Or else Lahakir Mur Bachutz Lahakir Mur Bachutz. He has in mind B'shash Chita to burn the fat outside the Mizbech in the wrong place. That's called Machshavis Shlevim Kaimai. Or Miksas the Murim Echus, even though he only has in mind to burn a little part of the Murim outside the Mizbech. Or else Lechal Besar Bechus, he has in mind to eat the Basar outside of its Makam, whether it's Yushlaim or whether it's the Azara, or Kizayis Besar Bechus, or even only Kizayis of it. Or Lechal Kizayis Meor Ha'alyo, because he has in mind to eat the kezayis of the or of the ayah, the skin of the ayah bachutz outside, the chiddush shit that's also called basar, but he has in mind to eat it outside. So pasul alocher is all these things make a psul in the carbon, and enech nami nalari to meat anymore. But the end of chorus is not called machshavas pigul here, and it does not make a chiyuv chorus. If you eat from this meat, you're not chayav chorus. Ma'ashenkin, let's say b'shas shchita you have in mind lizurak domi lamochor to make his riker on the mizbeach, just you have in mind to do it shloi bizman to do it tomorrow. This is a machshavas pigul that puts a chiyuv karmus upon the meat. Or else even nixas domi lamochor, you only have in mind to make his riker on part of the dam tomorrow. But you're supposed to do it today, and you have in mind to do it tomorrow, even though you do it today. But this machshav alone makes it pigul. Or else you have in mind now b'shas shchita lahakter imur lamocher that you want to burn the fat tomorrow. By mixas imur lamocher, you want part of the fat tomorrow. Lechol b'sar lamocher, you have a mind to eat from the basar of the shlamim tomorrow. By kizayis mibsar lamocher, means after the day that you're allowed to. Or lechol kizayis moral yilamocher, you have a mind to eat the kizayis of the skin of the tail tomorrow, which is also called its skin, is very soft skin, considered like basa. Lachris pigel. This is a real machshavas pigel that you have in mind. Bishas one of the dalar avodis that you plan to make an achila tomorrow, on the right place. You plan to make this week on the right place that you plan to do it tomorrow, or you plan to eat it in the right place because you plan to eat it tomorrow. That's called a machshavas chutz lizmanoi, the wrong time. That's called pigel. And therefore, the chayav mal of chorus. If you eat from this meat, you chayav chorus. These are two machshavas. You could have a machshava shleidim kaimai to do it in the wrong place, or you could have a machshava shleidim manai to do it at the wrong time. Samara says, Tavru, what do we think? That or al yo kal yadomi, that the skin of the tail is sitting like the tail itself, like the tail itself. Rashi says, meaning, v'yafil linyin aktara, even a gear for burning of it. Or the Shalme Kevis shall yosa kravenami or korov. That's what we think right now. Kiechid linyan achila chashav lebosa. Just like you're saying now for eating it, it's considered like boso when you mitzvah sak to rosa nami bosru. Utani mafis, the mission says the chishok eslam lechol or alya bachut salamacha or machshava. Right, the chisha mechus mizbech liodam. Even though the chiddush is like this, even though this or alya is supposed to be burnt, so really it's part of the emurim. If you think now to eat that tomorrow, even though you're thinking to make an achilus mizbeach, instead of that you're going to make an achilus adam, so it's called a machshava. That's also called a machshava. Here, v'kol mechash mechilus mizbeach liyodam. So mashmul shmul into the nechnami and mani Reb Lezi diyama mechash for mechilus mizbeach achilus adam. Yes, it could be mechash for mechilus mizbeach achilus adam or mechilus adam achilus mizbeach. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the thought. We're going to come on the next night. Yeah, we'll stop here. We're up to Daf Chof Ches Mudalas on top. Yeah, and the Gemara says now that Tavru or Alya Kal Yadami. We're thinking now that the Locha is the skin of the tail, has the Locha like the Alya itself, it's fitted like the meat itself. And therefore, Rashi says, V'yafilu Linyan Haktara, that even though when you're supposed to burn the tail, the skin of the tail also is called part to be burnt. Or the Shalme Kevis, shall he also crave when you have to bring a keves for a shalomim, then even the tail is also supposed to be burnt. Not only all karav, the havamina now is that the skin is figured like the meat itself, but the fat itself, it is supposed to burn it. And therefore, the chihechad linyan achilo, choshev le boso, just like eating, is figured something that's roi teeth, but it's called boso, linyan mitzvah sakteros, and only bosru. Who are the name of the mitzvahs of burning it? It's when you're supposed to burn the tail. The tail is also considered part of the skin is called part of the emurim. So therefore, Ketani Matzid, the Mishnah says the chishachat shlamim. If you made the shchit on a korban shlamim, when you have in mind lechol or ha'al yevachutz oy lemocher, you had the machshava to eat the skin of the tail, either chutz lemkoyim by the wrong place or else tomorrow. Have you machshava? The Rav Mishnah says yes. One is posel, one is pikus chakoros. So the chiddush is a biaf lagav the chish of nachilus mizbech liyodim. Like really, we're talking about now these half minutes on about a kevis, the lamb you're supposed to burn the tail, and the skin of the tail is also part of the meat that's supposed to be burnt. So really, it's supposed to be on the mizbeach. Still, the Mishnah says if you think b'shas shchita that you're going to eat the skin tomorrow, it's called a machshavas pigel. So more is the question, like why? You're thinking on this skin that's really supposed to be an achil of the mizbeach, really it's supposed to be burnt on top of the mizbeach, and you're thinking about eating it tomorrow. So it's the wrong type of an achil. It's not roi, you're not supposed to eat it. So why is that called a machshava? So Marin says yes. Or Mashmul, Shmuel answers and says, or Mani Reb Lezi. I'll tell you that our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezi Shita. The Yom that he says, we'll see later, Reb Lez holds, Mechashvin miachilas mizbeach lachilas adam. Yes, you could have a machshava, v'shash chito, or kabolas rikom, that something that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, you're going to think that you're going to eat it tomorrow. If you have the machshava to eat it tomorrow instead of burning it today, it's also called the machshava's pigle. That's Reb Lez shita. Or miachilas adam achilas mizbeach, if you think about part of the meat that's supposed to be eaten today, if you think you're going to burn it today, you're going to burn it on the mizbeach, you're going to make an achilus mizbeach out of it, that's called the machshavas pigel. So our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer. So therefore, this ora alya, even though it's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, still our Mishnah says if you think to eat it at the wrong time, it becomes pigel. So it's not, because we learned later that it says, ha-sheichet es ha-zevach, if somebody shechs the korban, lechol dover shendak lechol, he has in mind to eat something that's not supposed to be eaten. Part of it is supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, part of the emurim. He thinks to eat it chutz lezmanoi, or else lahaktir dovish and dak lahaktir. He thinks to burn something that's not supposed to be burnt. He thinks to burn part of the meat that's supposed to be eaten. So he has this machshava b'shas shchita to make a wrong type of an achila. So kosher, the Tanakhama says that machshava is not a machshava psula. Since you're thinking to do the wrong thing, that's not called an achila. Therefore, it's kosher. There's no psula pigel. However, Rabbi Elazar Paisa, Rabbi Elazar says no, it's paisa. Rabbi Elazar says yes, it's called a machshava. You have a machshava now b'shas one of the dalet avodis
to make it an achila tomorrow, that's pigul, even though the achila you're thinking of is the wrong type of an achila, really it's supposed to be burnt, and you're thinking to eat it tomorrow, still according to Reb Leza, that's called a machshava, that makes pigul. So the kids are mishta goes according to Reb Leza. Tomorrow says, Kimto, what are you putting on Mishnah? Who are you putting on Mishnah according to Rabbi Eliezer? You want a Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Eliezer? If so, aim the Sefer. Let's see, what does the Sefer say? The Sefer, as the next Mishnah of Chofte says, that Zeha Klal, this is the general rule by Karbonis, that Kol HaShoichit, Viha Mekabel, Viha Melech VeYazerach. Anybody that does one of the Dalar Avoidus, the four Avoidus, and he has in mind Bishas, one of these Avoidus, Lechol Dovah Shadarka Lechol, to eat part of the meat that's supposed to be eaten. You have in mind to eat it tomorrow, the wrong time, or else Lahakter Dovah Shadarka Lahakter, you have in mind to burn these Emurim, which is a derech to burn these Emurim. So that makes the Machshavah Tigul. That's the Mishnah later. So the Deik from the Mishnah is Dovah Shadarka Lechol in, if you have in mind to eat the meat that you're supposed to eat. Just you have in mind to eat it the wrong day, that makes pigle. But shein darku lechel, if you think about, let's say, the skin of the tail, that you're not supposed to eat it, it's supposed to be burnt, loy, that would not make a machshavas pigle. And so also the Rabbanim, so it comes out the next Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanim. So it's a little of a kasha to say, mamash, one Mishnah after the next Mishnah, to say that Reisha Rabbi Eliezer, the Reisha, our Mishnah we just learned, goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Sefer Rabbanan and the Sefer, the next Mishnah, goes according to Rabbanan. Tamastavra, usually we say like one Mishnah after another Mishnah, the Rosh and the Sefer, goes according to the same Mandi Yama. Tomorrow it says, Omalei in. Yes, one Teret says, Enochanami, you'll have to say that the Rosh goes according to Rabbanan and the Sefer goes according to Rabbanan. That's one Teret. This first Teret is the way Shmuel learned Shana Mishnah. Rafuna says, or Aliyo, the skin of the tail, lav kal yadomya. So you know, it's not cold like the Aliyo, it's not cold like the meat itself. And therefore, it's something that's not supposed to be burnt. So therefore, it's Poshra Mishnah. Therefore, if you're Machashka to do this, either tomorrow, it's called a good Machshava. Rashi says, lav kal yadomya means, linya mitzvah takterosai. Is there a mitzvah to burn it or not? No, you only have to burn the tail, the fat of the tail, but not the skin. Who do me at the crook? And for it was too later, Robert too later. Chel boy alya, the Pasuk says, the fat of the tail, Tamima. Kaviyak Torah Sayyiksiv. Or Pirish Bed Yechel of Layor, that you only have to burn the fat and not the skin. And therefore, our Mishnah is good. Here we're talking about eating it. For eating it, Enechanami, it's called something that's Royal Achila. So therefore, if you think to eat it tomorrow, make some Achshavas pickle. That's the full terrace of Yura Mishnod, all Aliyah's last Kal Yadami. And now Rav explains my time with Rafuna, what's the reasoning of Rafuna? Because the Pasuk says, Chel Boya Aliyah, you're supposed to burn the fat of the tail. And the Deik is, for Loy all her Aliyah and not the skin of the tail. Therefore, the skin does not have to be burnt. Therefore, it's not called part of the Emurim, but rather it's part to be eaten by the Kohanim. Therefore, it's good. Why does the Machshavas Pigul if you plan to eat it tomorrow? That's Rav Huna Teres. Rav Chizdom of Chizda says, Li'oilam or Ha'aliyah Kal Yadom. I can tell you no. Really, the skin of the tail is also considered like the tail itself. It's also part that should be burnt. It's also called part of the Yamurim. If so, what does our Mishnah say it becomes Pigul if you think to eat it tomorrow? So Yehoch B'mayaskin. No, we're talking about over here, Rav B'mayaskinon, Ba'aliyah Shel Gedi. Talking about now the tail of a kid. So in other words, the Chizda holds that really the Or HaAliyah is Kal Yadomi. It's like it's something that should be burnt. So if then the question is that since our Mishnah holds the only Chayv and Pigul, if you think, on something that's a Derech, like the Rabbanan Shita, that's the say for the Mishnah. So the question is, what's Shan the Reish of the Mishnah? What does our Mishnah say here if you think to eat the skin of the tail, Yechayv Mishnah Pigul, the Or HaAliyah is Kal Yadomi, it should be burnt? So the Chizdin says, "Okay, Maskina on the Aliyah Shol Gedi." Some of it's a kid, on a kid, on an ace, on a goat. There's no din to burn it. The rock is only on a lamb. You're supposed to burn the tail, but not on an ace. So therefore, since the ace by ace is not playing straight from, therefore it's something that's supposed to be eaten by the owner. So therefore, it's good what the Mishnah says that you have in mind to eat it the wrong time, you'll make a machshavas pigel. Now the Gemara explains, Kula kishmul, the last two terutzim do not hold like Shmuel says, Lo yamri, they don't like what Shmuel says, Reisha Rablezer, the Sefer Rabbanim, Lo mukmi, they do not like to say such a dochet teres after him. So the Reisha, the first Mishnah, goes according to Rablezer, and the Sefer, the second Mishnah, goes according to Rabbanim, they do not like that teres. So therefore the other ones do not like Shmuel's first teres. Kravunu Lo yamri, how come the other two do not like Ravuna's teres, that he says really Or Alyo is Lav Kal Yadomi? The answer is, because Or Alyo Kal Yadomi, Kamashmul, because they hold this is the skin of the tail is very soft, it's like the meat, it should be considered like the meat itself. Therefore they do not like to answer to say that the skin is not like the meat itself. Therefore they do not like Ravuna's teres. Rav Chisda, my time lo yamri. But the Chur Kash is, why don't they like Rav Chisda's teretz? Rav Chisda says, Poshid, that even though the Ora Aliyah is Kal Yadami, and Baya Kevis, it is burnt, but the Mishnah is talking about a Gedi, a kid, an Aze. By an Aze, it's not supposed to be burnt at all. That's what it's supposed to be eaten. That's what the Mishnah says, it's a Machshavas Pigel. So Moshe says, if so, that they don't like Rav Chisda's teretz, because my Kumashvalon, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah then? Or al yikal yadomi, if it's talking about a gedi, so pshita. No chiddush is that the skin is like the meat itself. So if you mechashev to eat the meat, there's a machshevas pigel. So the question is pshita. Tanina learned this already. Learned the gemara chum, the gemara nida, that the elu sher was saying kibsaron. These are the things that their skin is like its meat. Or shatachas al yah, the skin of the tail. It says clearly the skin of the tail, legeat ilchas tumah, that just like the bosom is makabot tumah, who are then the skin is also Makabu Tomo. So what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? The Gemara says, Rav Chisda, was Rav Chisda hold? Rav Chisda, it's Rav Chisda, no, still our Mishnah is the Chiddush. Because otherwise, Salka Dayat HaChaminach, I would have thought to say, Salka Dayat HaChaminach, Hani Mili, when is it true? When do I say that the oil of the Aliyah is Kal Yadomi, maybe only Linyan Tomo? The Rochich Mitzaref, since it's very soft, it's sort of like meat, it's Mitzaref with the meat. Aval hocho, eima lemoshcha legduna, kederach shamlochim oichlin, leavdi melochim diachli hochi, eima loy kamash melon. But over here, we're talking about now achilas kotshim. Achilas kotshim is lemoshcha legduna kederach shamlochim oichlin. You have to eat it a choshev achila. So maybe the skin is not called such a choshev achila, so there not be a mitzvah of kotshim to eat the skin. Even though the skin is cold like the bosa, vilchas tumah, but maybe in your kutchim, like it says, matnas kuna loch, rogna yisol lechanatam moshcha, so you got to lahan lechdulak, ravim lechabal, numa che oichle noise derech achilas malachim, you have to eat in a fancy way, the way malachim eat it, so maybe eating the skin is not called an achila. So therefore, if you have a machshava to eat the skin tomorrow, maybe that would not make a machshava spigul, kamashvalon, that's what the chizlan son na mishnah. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that even this Machshav also makes a Machshav is Tigger. Next, we have a question. It says that the Sefer, it says, HaShoyich Yitesh Oil, where the Shechs the Korban Oil, Lahakter Kizayis Me'or Shetach Asalya, you have in mind to burn some of the skin of the tail, Chuslim Koyma, the wrong place. Kosel, that's the Machshav is Psul, V'yein by Chorus, that's the Din of our Mishnah. Chuslis Mana, you have in mind B'Shash Chita, to burn the skin of the tail tomorrow, pigel, that makes a machshavas pigel. That's called an achilas mizbeach. When you have a mind to do with chutzlas manna, that makes pigel. And therefore, v'chayov malav koros, if somebody eats from the meat now, he's chayav koros. Elezer ben Yehuda ish avli oimer mishum Rabbi Yaakov. V'chein hoyu Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ish kvar ichus oimer mishum Rabbi Shimon. He said over the name of mishum Rabbi Shimon, that echot or beis aparsus. Whether it's the skin of the Beis HaParsois, that's by the hooves, Behema Daka, whether it's a small Behema, the Yech from a small Behema, the Yechad or a Rosh, Shalegel Arach, whether it's the skin of the head of a soft Egel, soft Kev, it means during the first year, the Yechad or Shatakasai, whether the skin of the tail, the Chol Shemona Chachomim, and any type of the skin that the Chachomim say, Gabi Tumra, but it says neither Gemara Chulin against Hilchos Kabbalah Tumah. The Elu, these are the cases Shere saying Kibsarim, that the yod, the skin has a lachem like the meat itself. which comes to include Lahavi or Shabesa Boshis, even the oil by the Besha Boshis means by the Besha Erva of the Nikeva, yeah. So if these type of skins, if you have in mind the Shashita to eat them, Chutzlim Koima, the wrong place, Pasul, the Ainba Koros, Chutzlim Koima only always makes up soon. Chutzlim Man, if you have in mind the Shashita to eat these things at the wrong time, Pigle makes Pigle, the Yavmal of Koros, and therefore you have Koros on these things. So these gives oila in, only if you have in mind heat the skin of the tail of a korban oila. Only a korban oila do we say the skin of the tail is called like the tail itself, like the basar. Avazavachlei, masha, by other korbanos, no. By other korbanos, the skin is not called like the meat. Rashi says oila in, kabi oila hu ditoni machsheva saktoris or ali the posel. Avazavach stam lekatoni, sechroshamina ein machshevet. Haktoros melech bior aliyah b'shas vochem, but shas vochem the skin is not cool like the aliyah itself. So who's this go? Who does this have to go like? So bish lemlef huna konter huna is very good. How does it on yelo? That's why it says on yelo, because if huna says stamazoy that all the aliyah is lavka aliyah dummy. There's a miyut only the fat of the aliyah of the tail and not the skin itself. There's only a special rule by korban olam that even the skin is also called aliyah dummy. But by Shaz Vachim, the skin is not called Kal Yadam. It's very good. Elo Rav Chizda, but according to Rav Chizda, he says no. Or her Alya is fitted like the regular Alya. It also has lucha to be burnt on a keves, that the Alya is burnt. The skin is also burnt. And so, Mayur the Tanya was, it was only said by Korban Elo, list is there any Korban you bring. And even a Shlomim, you bring a keves for Shlomim, that you're supposed to burn the aliyah, the skin should have the same halacha. And here it's mashma, it's only the skin of the korban oila and not the skin of a shlamim. So malacha chizul answers it like this: the boy said, "One parent says aliyah shagadi." Here again, we're talking about the aliyah of a gadi of a kid. Therefore, by a kid, the tail is not. You don't burn it. So therefore, there's no din. The skin should be burnt also, only by korban oila. That everything is kula kolo, everything is burnt. There we said that even the skin of the tail also is supposed to be burnt. But it's only by korban oila and not by korban shlamim. When? By a gedi, by a goat, reinechnami, by a keves, by a lamb, the din would be, is supposed to burn the skin of the tail also. The boy said, another parrot would be, is toni zevach reinechnami, to not learn this special lach only by korban oila, but what did the old zvachim, by all korbanos, when you bring a keves, since he's supposed to burn the aliyah, the oha aliyah also should be burnt, and therefore there's a machsheves chusnas manu chusnas mekaymai on the oha aliyah also. Loved up the korban oila, any zevach would have the same halacha. Now the Gemara goes to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah says posu v'yein bekoros. The Mishnah makes a difference that if the shas the dalar avoidus you have in mind on a ma'is achila to do with shleidim kaymai, to do with the wrong place, either to eat it not in the base of Midish, or else to burn it not in the right place, then it's only possible, but there's no key of course. So you have in mind to eat it or to burn it the wrong time, in the wrong slaydis manoi, that makes pigle, then you chayef course. So the question is, Mino and Emili, how do we know the difference between the two machshavis? Mino and Emili, how do we know this? So Shmuel says, really, trey kroik sivi. Because there are two psukim. Mahi. What are the two psukim? There's one posuk is mashmitoni posuk. One says it's the pigle. What are the two psukim? Well, my Rab explains like this. The posuk says shlishi zeh chuslas manoi. That's if you have in mind to eat it at the wrong time, the third day. A korban shlomim you're allowed to eat for 2 days. If you have in mind the shashchit you can eat it on the third day, that's the psul of chuslas manoi. That makes the chiyuv koros. Then when the posuk says extra pigle zeh chuslam kaimoi. That means to include another type of a machshava. A machshava of chuslam kaimai. You have in mind to eat it at the wrong place, or you have in mind to burn it not on the mizbeach. That makes it so. Even though the pasuk calls it pigul, it's not really pigul, but rather it's only psul. Now when the pasuk says, the anefesh or achilas mimenu, the redashin echad v'leshnaim, on one of these two cases, the pasuk says, yichayef koros, the nefesh achilas mimenu, koros it says, only from one of these two machshavis, if you eat from the meat, are you chayef koros. But not on both of them. Zel chutzlus manoi. That if you have the machshava eat it at the wrong time, that makes the psul pigol on the meat, and therefore eat from it the chayv koros. Or the muta comes next food chutzlum koymai. That the shash chito of the dalad avodis you only had in mind to burn it or eat it at the wrong place, that only makes the psul. But the more, let's say the opposite way. The aim, why don't I say the anefer shoychavas imenu that it gets koros. Zel chutzlum koymai. Maybe they have a machshava to eat it or to burn it the wrong place. Maybe that gives you a psul in Yisra Koros, not to eat the meat of this korban. Or lumut echutzlus manoi. And maybe if you only have a machshava to eat it the wrong time or to burn it the wrong time, maybe there it's only psul. Maybe there it's no chiyuv koros. So how do I know to say the real din of pigul and yechayev koros of meat to meat is that when you have in mind to eat it or to do a ma'isa achilu, whether it's nachilus mizbeach or whether it's nachilus adam, nachilus mizbeach again meaning either you have a mind to put the dam on mizbeach the wrong day, or if you have a mind to burn the fat the wrong day, that machshava makes pigul, gives the chiyuv koros upon the meat. Or else if you have a mind to eat it the wrong day. How do I know this? Gemara says mistarva, this is a svara chutzlus manoi odof. That the machshava to do it the wrong time, that's the biggest soul. It's a svara, they should have a chiyuv koros. The posuk bay, because that's the posuk starts off, it says shlishi, meaning you have a mind to do it the wrong day, the third day. So that's a svara, chutzla's manoi should be a chiyuv koros. So Moshe says, ad rabba, just the opposite way, chutzlam kaima yodav. Maybe the machshava to do it the wrong place is a bigger machshava. You know why? The somachle, it's closer to the posuk that says, you get chorus. As long as it's the haimi menu, somach le pigli yid marbinim bechustim kaimai. So here maybe it's mashma more that chustim kaimai should have the chiyuv chorus. The more says rather elo omar abaya that tiyosi rev yitzchay baravini. Omar rather also like this. Somach adetoni tono. He somach adetana learned that it says like this. Kishuay mashlishi the pashas kadoshim piyu. And it says the word shlishi again in the pashas of Reshim Tiyu. That's the verse across Luke, it's a small pasuk. V'mecho yiyocho b'yom ha-shlishi pigelhu lo yirotza. It says also there, pigelhu, it says by b'yom ha-shlishi. So, again, tzani k'shuayim ha-shlishi a pashas of Reshim Tiyu, Shein Tam Lerman doesn't have to say it. Shirei Kfanem already said it already in Vayikra Zayin. I already said before that you have this soul of Yom HaShlishi, this soul of Tigul. Because here the Pesach ends off. It doesn't say Koros, it's Lashon HaRavayin Atisa. That's what we know it means to have the Chiyuv Koros. The question is, Emeinu Inyan L'Chutzlus Manoi, that this Pesach is Mekdeshim Tiyu. If we do not need that Pesach for the soul,